This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our long wait is over. We've been waiting for some quarterback in the Giants QB room. I'm not counting Tommy DeVito, who's not on a guaranteed contract, wondering would the Giants sign anybody with the draft approaching at some point, OTAs, all of that. And the answer this weekend, Jameis Winston signed to a two-year deal, $4 million average annual value of that contract. And last year, for perspective, Drew Lock was paid $5 million on a one-year deal. So interesting in terms of the Jameis Winston signing. What does it mean? What do the Giants do next at the most important position? And to talk about it, to understand it, we bring in Art Stapleton from the Record, the Bergen Record. Art, how are you?
Hey, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Let's start with, what does this contract tell you about the Giants' plans for Jameis Winston and how they think about him?
You know, I think they were really looking to cover their bases. We knew all along that they could have gone in a bunch of different directions. And I think ultimately, does the move to Winston eliminate any other possibilities? I think the answer is no. But I think, you know, sometimes we have to look at it and say, why are they doing this? Why is this going this way? I mean, look, if Aaron Rodgers wakes up tomorrow and says, hey, I want to be a Giant, well, then he'll be a Giant. You know, they'll bring him in and they'll have Winston and Rodgers and they'll still draft a guy. And then Tommy DeVito, unfortunately, might be the odd man out. Mm-hmm. But I think they probably figure that Rodgers is not going to choose them, so they need to move on and do what they have to do. But they couldn't just sit here and wait and continue to wait. And I think once they got to a number that they were comfortable with, clearly, as you just said, you know, the price that they're paying for Winston is a backup quarterback price. And right, if he's to start any games, you know, I think then either something went horribly wrong or he adjusted to the Brian Daboll offense really, really well. And other than that, I think they're just keeping their options open. You know, everyone looks at it and says they don't have a plan. I think they have multiple plans, and I think they have offshoots of plans because there are a lot of situations that they don't necessarily have full control over. Mm-hmm. So they almost have to be flexible enough to be able to read and react rather than be proactive. Because if you're too proactive in a situation like this, you may cost yourself an opportunity on the back end. And I think that's what they're trying to avoid.
So let's talk about the positives and the negatives of the Jameis Winston experience. Let's start with the positives for Jameis Winston. What are those as you see them?
You know, a couple weeks ago when we started talking to people at the combine, you start throwing names around and who people would look at. Even going back to December, you know, this whole idea that Winston is an entertaining quarterback. So if all else fails and the Giants are losing games, at least he'll make things entertaining. I don't believe that was any part of the equation here for the Giants and Jameis Winston. I think you could make the argument. Now, I didn't, because I believe that Aaron Rodgers is football-wise the best quarterback available for them. But you could make the argument that at 31 years old and Winston went, when he's good, you could say, you know what, there's more in his game to work with as a starting quarterback week to week in the NFL than there might be left in the tank for 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers or 36-year-old Russell Wilson. So on a positive aspect of it, I think you can make that argument. I won't make that argument, but I think I have heard people make that argument. The other positive part about Winston is, with whatever baggage that he's had in his career, and there's stuff there, and I think, you know, the Giants had to vet that. I mean, you have to ask those questions, and I'm sure they will be asked those questions when we get a chance to talk to them about bringing Jameis Winston in. The off-the-field stuff, all the stuff, it seems like it's a long time ago, but it's still things that are on his record that you want to talk about. What, his days at Florida State, why didn't things work out early on in his career? So other than that, I heard from a lot of people saying, you know what, you're looking to bring in this situation. It's a very delicate situation to bring in a Rodgers or even a Wilson, who are kind of established guys. I mean, you're Super Bowl winners. They're different. I mean, Rodgers is a Hall of Famer. I don't know if Russ is there yet. Probably eventually, if you look at full body of work. Mm-hmm. But those guys coming in, and now you're telling them, you know, basically, in the middle of October, if you end up drafting a quarterback and you win one or two games, now you're going to be sitting on the sideline and you're going to have to watch this young rookie struggle through presumably a rookie season, mm-hmm. but now you're just standing there. I think that's a tough situation sometimes to be putting established veterans in, whereas Winston seems to kind of enjoy that role, the backup guy, the guy, I'm going to go out there and sling it, and I'm going to be that good teammate. So I think from that respect, if all else fails with the Giants, I think you're going to get a guy in Winston that his teammates kind of have fun with. And I don't know necessarily if that would be the pick I would make, or at least the reasoning I would give, but you wanted positives. I'll give you the positives for Winston, and that would be one of them.
Yeah, I do think, and I understand what you're saying, that bringing him in because he's entertaining and not boring and adds fun is not obviously the most important thing, is to play good football and to win. But the Giants were bad and boring last year. And if you're going to be bad again, oh, good Lord, like giving the fans at least, you know, somehow the guy's throwing for 400 yards, you know, three touchdowns and three picks, including a couple pick sixes, and they lose. I will say, I'll put in the positive column also with Winston, that if you look at, even just go back to last year with Cleveland, and look at the development and production, in particular of Cedric Tillman and Jerry Jeudy when Winston played and got there, you know, when Winston was starting. And I do think that because he can make all the throws, that it will be, playing him is good for young receivers and the development of young receivers. And that's an important thing right now, given where the Giants are. Now and then he'll throw interceptions and pick sixes, and you'll probably lose the game. But at least your young players won't be held back by him, which in the past, I think that was a concern. So that's on the positive side. I also have a question for you. You alluded to it. I addressed it head on a little while ago on the show tonight. Is his... the past allegations against him, the one at Florida State was actually, you know, allegations of sexual assault. Right. And then the Uber driver of allegations of inappropriate sexual, you know, sort of touching. And whether one was Florida State paid for the a settlement, in another case, in the Uber, the NFL decided to suspend him for three games. no legal decision against him, but I'm mentioning that tonight, and I know there will be fans who will be, you know, who get annoyed that I bring this stuff up. I won't bring it up every Sunday when he throws interceptions and things happen, but I'm curious how you, as somebody that I know fans, and especially on social media, people get on us all these days about the media, but you are somebody who I respect and takes the job seriously. How do you handle, when, if at all, in your opinion, is it right that you mention his past allegations in a story?
Well, I think, you know, look, it's part of his history. I mean, it's part of things that have made him, if you're going to talk about a guy's maturity and you're going to talk about things he's learned from and grown from, you know, again, the allegations are what they are. So you have to discuss them head on. I mean, when you have an opportunity, when we have an opportunity to talk to Jameis Winston, you find a way to be able to address that. But the bigger issue isn't even so much how Jameis would respond to that in his past. I think there are valid concerns from a segment of the fan base. You know, how do you sell that to, you know, I've heard from, and I'd hate to just say it's only women who are fans.
Yep.
I don't think it's only women fans. I think there are men who see this and say, how can you give $4 million to this guy with his past? So I think those are questions that Joe Shane and John Mara, and maybe to some extent Brian Daboll, but it's mostly ownership and general manager. Next week at the owners' meetings, they typically speak to the beat reporters, and I will be there. And I would imagine that when Winston's name comes up and we discuss why he's been signed here, that has to be mentioned. How do you talk about that when, you know, it's part of your history? And look, the Giants have had plenty of players through their years, but also they've had incidents within the last 10 years, you know, the Josh Brown situation, and John Mara dealt with that and, you know, admitted to being, you know, made mistakes. Now, it's not the same thing, but it's certainly something that needs to be discussed and should be discussed. And it's not something that you want to sweep under the rug. It's part of his history. Like you said, every week is not going to be a storyline, but now with him coming here, and if he is the starting quarterback, which it remains to be seen, you have to get answers to those questions. At least give them an opportunity to address them, and then you see how they handle them, and then you make your decision after that how much further you want to pursue that story. So that's how I would handle it, and that's how I plan on handling it the first opportunity I get to speak with the Giants based on the signing, which isn't official yet. He hasn't even come into town to sign his contract yet, so we'll see when that happens at some point this week.
Talking to Art Stapleton about the Giants, I'd like you to address a questioner. I have people who then on Twitter, on X, ask me questions. And there seems to be some fans who, one of my followers, who thinks that the Giants' interest in Aaron Rodgers is more of a media creation, that it's as if members of the media, because I guess it's an interesting story, as if we're perpetuating this, as opposed to, and that the fans are not really interested in it, and not believing that the Giants are really that interested in Aaron Rodgers. So can you, where's your information that, I mean, to me it seemed pretty obvious based on the Giants' behavior that they are interested in Aaron Rodgers, because you wouldn't just sit around not signing anybody waiting to see what he might do, and then he goes and visits the Steelers, and lo and behold, 2 seconds later, the Giants are like, all right, we're signing Jameis, so at least we got something covered here. But that seemed obvious to me, but I'm guessing in your case, my question to you is this the Giants' potential interest in Aaron Rodgers, are you getting that from a source, leaks, information from the team in some way, agents, or are you just reading the tea leaves?
Well, I can tell you first off, Lori, people who think this is something that the media wants, I can tell you that my job will be that much more challenging and more difficult if Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback of the Giants, then if anybody else, maybe anyone else in the NFL is right. their quarterback. I mean, I've talked to my peers. You've talked to colleagues who yeah. spent 2 years having to cover Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. You know, he makes your job more difficult. And it's not even so much challenging what you're reporting. It's just a matter of you've got to report everything that, you know, is going on with Aaron Rodgers, and a lot of it doesn't have anything to do with football.
It just gets old, is I guess what yeah. I would say for I think for
quickly,
a lot of people,
especially,
as opposed yeah. to we want to focus on football, and then there's stuff with him that happens, you know, where he makes news for other things.
Yeah, you know what, and it was also, I mean, some of the stuff was, you know, the politics stuff happens in an election year, so
right.
all that stuff
right.
happens. That you're not going to get that with Rodgers this year. But I'll take you back to the Combine, which is the last week of February, and on a Wednesday, when there was a report that went out there that the Giants were talking to Aaron Rodgers, and the Matthew Stafford thing was still going on, and the Giants were
yep.
still pursuing the Matthew Stafford. And I reached out to my sources in the organization and in the league, and I was told that, look, we're, you know, basically the Giants are going to explore every option. They have one quarterback in the room. At the time, they didn't even have Tommy DeVito signed to his exclusive rights deal. So they had no quarterbacks. And essentially how it was put to me was, you know, we're not making a push for Aaron Rodgers, and it was essentially, he's closer to a last resort than the first option, but we've got to consider all options, because at this point, when the music stops and the chairs are empty, you know, and the Giants don't have a quarterback, they're in trouble. So it went from that to, I'd say, after the Stafford thing happened, then from my understanding is, Rodgers' representatives were very gung-ho about creating a market for him. So mm-hmm. it was Giants and Steelers, Giants and Steelers, Giants and Steelers, maybe the Vikings. And then it came to fruition that it was Giants and Steelers, and then the Vikings were involved. But when I reached out to a source in the organization and I said, you know, am I calling this a last resort? Am I underselling it? And I was essentially told it's certainly a possibility. That's how it was phrased to me.
Okay.
So, again, certainly a possibility doesn't say we're signing him, but it also doesn't say, it's a bunch of BS created by the media. So that's kind of where everything's been the last 3 weeks. I mean, nothing has really changed. Aaron Rodgers is still, it's still kind of out there. So I think for me personally, and to bring us back to how we started the interview, Jameis Winston is signed. The Giants are now focused on their pre-draft evaluation.
Yep.
Cam Ward has his pro day tomorrow. I'm sure they're going to be there in full force. You know, April 4th is Shedeur Sanders' pro day. I'm sure you're going to see Joe Shane and Brian Daboll pop up at a couple other pro days between, you know, now and the beginning of April. That's where their focus is right now. But they don't have control over those two quarterbacks in that spot sitting at three. So I think the way Joe Shane is operating is that, yeah, we'll consider everything. Because it doesn't help him much if Tennessee and Cleveland and any other teams that may be looking at dealing with the Giants, you know, let's say they don't take a quarterback at three. If they need to trade back into the back end of the first round because they like a quarterback mm-hmm. there, or they want to wait until 34 and take a quarterback right. there, they don't want people knowing their plan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
And so, yeah, they're still interested in Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, if Russell Wilson wants to come for $5 million, okay, we'll bring them both in and we'll see what happens. I mean, I think that's where they're at. And I think that's the way Shane has to play it. He doesn't want to come out and all of a sudden be the guy who says, yeah, I don't, you know, we don't need Aaron Rodgers, because you know how quickly that's going to spin on Joe Shane, after last year and Hard Knocks and how everything right. was used against him for 9 months. I just think he's going to play it pretty close to the vest and say, yeah, we're talking to everybody. That's the way it is. And until they get to the draft and get their quarterback, I think you're just going to have to kind of wait for other guys to make decisions. And that's when the Giants will be out.
Yeah. And look, as you say, last year there was a very clear top three of quarterbacks and the Giants didn't have a top three pick. And, you know, in hindsight, none of those teams really wanted a trade. Of course, they shouldn't. And this year, it's just looking more and more like the Titans kind of feels like they'll stay at one and take a quarterback in Cam Ward. And then that leaves the Browns, and we don't know. Will they go with Shedeur Sanders? Will Shedeur fall to the Giants at three? And, you know, if, as you're saying, if quarterbacks go in the first two spots, do you have any sense, whether it's from the combine or what you've heard, any sense of the Giants' level of interest at all between Jackson Dart, Tyler Shuck, Quinn Ewers, you know, some of these other names?
You know, I really don't, Laurie. And I don't think that anyone who's telling you they do, I think they're kind of trying to read tea leaves that mm-hmm. just aren't there. I mean, I've heard about Jackson Dart. You know, Jackson Dart is the guy who everybody's talking about as three. And let's be honest, Shedeur Sanders has been picked apart really like no other quarterback on the board this right. year. I mean, you don't hear anybody talking about any of the negatives or weaknesses potentially in Cam Ward's game, but you hear everything that Shedeur Sanders can't do, and really nothing about what Shedeur Sanders actually does well. It's just the way it is, and you know what? You're the son of Deion Sanders. That's going to happen. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the way people are going to do it, and just the way Shedeur carries himself, which I don't have a problem with, but some people do. You know, the funny thing is that everybody, I heard from people that had a problem with Shedeur Sanders at the combine because he had his hat on backwards. You know who else had his hat on backwards? Jackson Dart that day.
Right.
But you don't hear anything about Jackson Dart having his hat on backwards. You know, and I heard from people about Jackson Dart, the biggest concern for him football-wise is they basically made him a first read, half the field read quarterback at Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. At Ole Miss. So to me, that's a major concern. You know, you got to be very sure. I would imagine that as much as the Giants have met with him, his board work with Brian Daboll and Shea Tierney and Mike Kafka had to blow them away in order to be able for them to say, you know what, he's going to come into our offense, which you've talked to wide receivers, you've heard wide receivers who come to this offense, Malik Nabers, Darius Slayton. Is one of the reasons why Darius Slayton is back is because the complex nature of the route running in this offense, and Slayton has it down now. So he has a value here that maybe another receiver from another system doesn't have. You're now going to take a guy who hasn't done it in college and is only a half the field read quarterback. I don't know if Dart would be their first guy. Honestly, the guy I think, if they're going to go for that project, that developmental guy, you know, Mel Kiper said this last week, that people in the NFL don't want singles or doubles at quarterback anymore. They want home runs or grand slams. To me, the grand slam, if you're going to take a swing, and it's not going to be the guys early, is Jalen Milroe. It's the guy who you're going to develop. And if you remember last year in Hard Knocks, remember who Brian Daboll leaned on driving into the facility the day of the draft? He brought up Nick Saban and said, you know who Nick Saban told me? The two players that killed him and dominated him and the guys who he would draft, Malik Nabers and that guy in the with the Raiders, the tight end, who everyone
Brock,
all of
Brock
a sudden...
Bowers. Yeah.
Brock Bowers. Yeah. I mean, I knew his name. I was just trying to be funny. Just the idea. Those are the two guys that he brought up. So I got to imagine that they've got some good intel on Jalen Milroe. Again, that's for me. And look, if you, Laurie, if you get to round two and round three, mm-hmm. and you're talking about a quarterback, you know, how do you divide them up? I mean, it's got to be, it's basically what's your favorite flavor, because you got Kyle McCord. Okay, maybe Kyle McCord does play well. Will Howard,
yep.
you know, all these guys. But is that really where the Giants are? I mean, is that the plan you're selling to ownership, that, you know, this is going to be our future? So I got to imagine that they are going to do everything they possibly can to get the total package at a franchise quarterback level and as close to a total package as it can be. And I keep coming back to Shedeur Sanders just in terms of what he would represent out in front of the cameras and what he would represent on the field. I think it's Ward and Sanders, and everything else after that is essentially a crapshoot, whereas it's a crapshoot for those two as well. So we're going to see what happens. I mean, I was cautioned, and I'll leave this answer at this. I was cautioned that the Giants are still going through their process, that they still got the pro days, they still have their private visits that they're going to have, they're still going to have their 30 visits at the facility with these quarterbacks coming in. And last year there were quarterbacks that everybody thought they were high on. J.J. McCarthy, if I had talked to you now, everyone would have said, you know what, the Giants love J.J. McCarthy, love J.J. McCarthy. And a couple weeks ago, Joe Shane made a comment about how, you know, we get a sense of who these guys are when they come into our building, and there are certain guys that we feel when they leave, they might not be able to take, you know, fit here, fit in New York, fit what it needs to take to be a quarterback here. And I think J.J. McCarthy was one of those guys. I think that he left that building and they kind of looked at it and go, nice kid, good game, something there. But we're not sure he's going to survive here. And I think they need to take that into consideration and, you know, and take the guy that they think they can win with ultimately, not just this year, but going forward. Because if they don't, they're not going to be here anyway. And that's the reality of it.
Yeah, I think that, well said on the point of who's going to survive here. I think that's one aspect that I've personally come around on with Shedeur Sanders, that I think based on growing up as Deion Sanders' kid, your whole life in the spotlight, to me, he actually is someone I think can handle the circumstances of New York. I don't think it would be too big for him. I think he's used to handling big situations. So, you know, to me, all the people who have a problem with his, you know, potentially brash nature or any of those things, evaluate him. How do you think he'll perform on the field? Is he, you know, do you like his skill set? Evaluate that. The off the field, I actually think that Shedeur Sanders would be one of the ones that would handle it better than some of the others. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think, you know, he's been made and groomed to handle this kind of situation. And, you know, it's the funny thing about Shedeur Sanders is, and again, it goes back to, you know, the Winston stuff. I mean, we talked about all the off the field stuff from Winston and really hasn't been out there much in recent years. Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
You know, it's going to be talked about. I don't know how much, but at least it needs to be addressed. Any questions about Shedeur Sanders has nothing to do with the guy's out too late. He's partying all the time. He's caught on campus at parties. He's at bars. He's at this. None of that with Shedeur Sanders. And really, to be fair, Cam Ward has been a ghost for 3 months. I mean, you haven't heard one word about Cam Ward in the pre-draft process. And I think part of that is why the profile of Cam Ward is so positive right now, is because Cam Ward laid low. Cam Ward did not go to the Shrine Bowl. He didn't go to the Senior Bowl. He basically went out and trained in Arizona. So everything that he did the last time, the biggest knock against Cam Ward is the fact that he didn't play the second half of a bowl game. So, I mean, if you look at those guys, those two guys, there's nothing off the field that you're looking at going, well, we have to address this issue, and can he really handle New York and that kind of thing. So, like I said, the negativity regarding Shedeur Sanders and bringing a quote-unquote circus atmosphere here with Deion, I don't see it. I mean, I really don't, and not for anything. The Giants have had the big top over at 1925 Giants Drive for a decade now. And you can run down the list, Lori. We've talked about it. You hear it from callers. You've seen it as a fan. They don't need Deion Sanders to be a circus. They've already had all the acts here that have come through, some good, some bad, some out of their control, some in their control. You know, that's not what I'm concerned about. And I think it's what you said. Can he play? Can we get him to a point where, with Brian Daboll, with the way you want to coach quarterbacks, who's the guy that you think you can get the most out of? And I think that's one of the reasons why Jameis Winston is here, because I have a feeling they put that to Brian Daboll and said, who do you want? And I have a feeling Daboll looked at Winston's game and said, I think there's more there that we can work with than maybe the 41-year-old guy who's kind of set in his ways, or the 36-year-old guy who might not have much left in the tank in Russell Wilson. So I think you have to make that same call in the draft that you made to bring Winston in here last Friday night.
All right, great stuff out of Art Stapleton. And Art, always appreciate the time. And you can, of course, read Art and his work in The Record, catch him on social media as well. Art, we'll catch up with you down the road. But thanks so much.
All right, Lori. Have a good night.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.